Fairfield County, New Haven, and all along the shoreline. Melissa in the Morning brings you the latest on Southern Connecticut's news and information leader, WICC 600.
All right, let's get cooking. We're going to head to Cooking with Claude into the kitchen with my mom, who's here this morning. Good morning, Mom.
Good morning, honey.
We're making, I think I was calling it angel food cake, and it's angel fruit cake. Sorry.
It's angel food cake. What were you calling it?
Wait, so it is angel food cake?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was... Okay, that's what I was saying, but then somebody told me it was angel fruit cake.
No, it's angel food cake, I think.
It's angel food cake. Okay, great. All right, so I'm going to go back to the way I was in the 5 o'clock hour. My mom's going to make angel food cake, guys. That's what she's making. That's what it's called, and that's what we're going with. All right, so Mom, how do you make this whole thing from scratch? This is nothing in the box, right?
Nothing in the box.
Okay, how do you even make angel food cake?
So you start with your egg whites. You start with like a cup and a half of egg whites. And when you separate them, you leave them aside because they need to become like more at room temperature. And then in a separate bowl, while that's sitting there, you put your powdered sugar and your all-purpose flour. Now, they call for it to be sifted. I was able to find this sifted, because I don't have a sifter. I was able to find the sifted flour, but I wasn't able to find the sifted powdered sugar. So all I did was, when I put them together, I just took a whisk, and I just, like, whisked it for, like, you know, mixed it and whisked it for, you know, 3 or 4 minutes. And I don't know if it was good or not good, but the cake came out great. So,
so that should work. Okay.
I think that's good enough if you don't have a sifter.
Mom, how much of the all-purpose flour and the powdered sugar, how much did you use?
I used a cup and a half of the powdered sugar and 1 cup of the flour.
Okay, cool. Go on. Sorry.
And then after your egg whites become like at room temperature, you're going to put in 1.5 teaspoons of cream of tartar and 1 teaspoon of vanilla. And then when that's all together, you get your hand mixer and you mix until, like, it becomes, like, fluffy white, and you get, like, those small peaks. Like, you know, if you put the back of a spoon in, it doesn't go flat. They make little peaks. And then after that, you take about a cup of sugar and about a tablespoon or two at a time. You put that in and keep mixing until the peaks become stiff.
Okay. All right.
And then from there, you fold in your
I don't know.
The flour and the powdered sugar.
The mix,
sure. You do about
sure.
a quarter of it at a time, and you fold it in until it's all folded in. And then you put it in, I put it in a bundt cake, but I remember years ago when I made it, I had one of those cake pans where you pull the center out because you don't want to grease this, but you need to be able to cut into it. So it was hard to cut into the bundt pan.
Mm-hmm.
And that's after it's cooked. But before you go putting it in the oven, once you put it in your pan, you want to take a knife and just go around the cake to get all the bubbles out. And then you want to put it in the oven at 350 for about 40 minutes or until, like, when you touch it, you know, kind of bounces back.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And then you take it out, and then you take it out of the pan as quickly as you can, and you let it sit. And then what I ended up doing was making a, I ended up making a powdered sugar icing for it,
ooh,
which was one cup of powdered sugar, a half a teaspoon of vanilla, and then start adding about a tablespoon of milk until you get it at the right consistency, which I like a thicker consistency because then it stays more on the cake and not on the dish.
Right, right.
And then what my mother used to do, which was she used to do this more with strawberry shortcake, but I ended up doing it with this, was cutting up your strawberries and your blueberries and, you know, putting a little bit of sugar on and, like, putting a dish over it, and it makes its own, like, juice.
Mm-hmm.
And then you cut a piece of the cake, and you put the fruit on it, and then you manja.
Yeah, manja, manja. It sounds amazing, and I hope you saved me a piece before you leave this morning so I could just go grab it at your house, because
yes,
I never tried it.
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay, you're the best, Mom. Thank you so much. I will put your recipe up on your Cooking with Claude page on WICC 600. And please be safe, Mom, driving to Vermont. You and Dad, please be safe. And
I will.
I will
we
talk
love
to you.
You
after. All right, I love you too. I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay, sweetheart.
Let's go to traffic and weather, and we're going to be right back with more on WICC 600 next.